Northern BC is part of the latest announcement of provincial investment in their Active Transportation Infrastructure Grants Program, providing $24 million to help communities expand their walking and cycling infrastructure. 80 projects have been funded across the province, with the following for Northern BC, the Cariboo, and the Nechaco Valley. Village of Burns Lake 2024 Government Street. A multi-use pathway connecting people to amenities. District of Chetwynd, Chetwynd 47th Avenue NW extension of a sidewalk to connect to recreational amenities. Fort St. John. Lighting improvements for Kin Park, Serreras Park and the Hospital Trail. Taylor. Lone Wolf Golf Club Trails, Phase 2. The existing multi-use pathway will be widened. Northern Rockies Regional Municipality. Multi-use pathway connecting the Fort Nelson Heritage Museum and the Triple G Hideaway Campground. Includes seating and rest area. Smithers, Cycle 16 Connector Trail, Phase 1 of a multi-use pathway at the west side of the Bulkley River Bridge. District of Houston. Jamie Baxter Park Multi-use pathway to connect residential neighborhoods with downtown amenities. Lake Babine Nation. Seuss Avenue extension of a sidewalk connecting active transportation networks, includes pedestrian rest area and traffic calming. Dawson Creek. Kin Park multi-use path, connecting existing multi-use pathways to existing trail network. Vanderhoof. Victoria Street sidewalk, extension of sidewalk connecting Burrard Avenue to Church Avenue. Tulton Band Council. Telegraph Creek Community Walking Trails Revitalization Plan will include consultation and mapping for proposed trail networks. Fort St. James partnering with Nakasli-Wuttien, Fort St. James and Nakasli-Wuttien Active Transportation Plan will create a network strategy for people to go between the town and reservation.